Hi, I'm Connie Oman. My husband Bob and I came to Bethlehem in 1980. We attend the downtown campus and worship there with our three children, Louisa, Nate, and John. In 2007, I came on staff at Bethlehem in the Family Discipleship Department as the coordinator for training and classroom support, preschool through eighth grade. And it is my privilege to invest in the next generation, hoping that our children will put their trust in Christ. When being a doer of the word is hard. In God's calling to be doers of the word, surely God would not ask us to do something that requires hard work or sacrifice or something beyond our ability or certainly not something that breaks our hearts, would he? In women's Bible study, God has been teaching me through Moses what it means to be a doer of the word in all circumstances. In Exodus, we learn that Moses is God's chosen leader to bring his people out of slavery and into the promised land. And we see how Moses responded to God's call. What shall I say? They won't believe me. I'm not eloquent. Quoting John Piper's sermon entitled, Who Made Man's Mouth? August 1st, 1982. Moses was red-faced. He had tried something that millions have tried since. In the guise of humility, he used his own insignificance to excuse himself from a task that God was urging him to do. God's answer to that maneuver is always the same. Right. You are small and weak, but wrong. That's no excuse to cop out. Why? Because I am with you. I will help you. I will strengthen you, and I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. End quote. What did God promise Moses for this hard doing? God promised to be with him. Whether he intended to or not, Moses was actually calling God a liar, believing that either God could not or would not do what he had promised. Finally, Moses didn't offer any more excuses. He simply refused to accept the call. Oh, my Lord, please send someone else. Why would Moses refuse? Quoting John Piper, every objection Moses raised, God answered by revealing his intention to bless Moses tremendously in the deliverance of Israel, and by revealing a sovereign power so great that absolutely no obstacle could hinder the accomplishment of what he called Moses to do. So the answer to why Moses refused to go under God's terms is simple. He didn't trust him. He didn't trust him. There is hardly a greater insult that you can pay to someone than to say, I don't trust you. You can't be counted on. And isn't Moses' problem our problem too? Learning to believe that God will work for us in everyday life, especially in the hard places of life. How much we need God to increase our faith that he really is able to make all grace abound to us, so that having all sufficiency at all times, we may abound in every good work. Where does this faith come from? Faith comes from hearing and obeying the word of God. It comes from seeing who God is and what he promises us in his word, and it comes from humble, obedient surrender to his ways. God is a patient teacher. In the end, Moses learned to trust God and be a faithful doer of the word. And what did Moses gain in the doing? God showed Moses his glory. God spoke to Moses as a man speaks to a friend. And what will God do for us? When God calls us to hard doings of obedience, he meets us with the promise, I will be with you. How much I needed this promise. My preparations for the 2013 Children Desiring God Conference have been considerably more difficult than in previous years. I have been swallowed up with feelings of fear and inadequacy. Like Moses, I've kept resisting God's call with excuses that were oriented on my own weakness. I don't have anything to say. I can't do this. I don't want to do this. This is hard. You are asking the wrong person. Please get somebody else. Like Moses, my mistake was to look within myself for the strength, ability, and confidence to do what God was calling me to do, instead of looking to God who promises to be with me. This disobedience of unbelief was a vote of no confidence in the Lord God Almighty who promises, I will be with you. In my weakness, when I cried out to God for help, he answered me from Psalm 32:8, saying, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. God has met me with grace, helping me to write those seminars that I thought were impossible. And next weekend, God will meet me with grace as I give those seminars. God has helped me to turn from fear and weakness to do what he has assigned and asked me to do. God is with me. He is instructing me and teaching me in the way I should go, and he is counseling me with his eye upon me. God has increased my faith and trust in him for this hard doing. It is all from him and through him and to him. To God be the glory. When being a doer of the word requires hard work or sacrifice, or when it's beyond our ability, or even when it breaks our hearts, may we humbly surrender to God's ways. May we not look within to do what he commands, but may we look to God who promises, I will be with you, I will help you, I will strengthen you, and I will uphold you with my victorious right hand.